This is Sam Ryle, and I'm here with the newest member of the Ouachita Tigers football coaching staff, Tyler Cade, and I have just a few questions to ask you.
Okay, first, can you just talk about your history in football and how you grew up around it and how you got to this point in your career?
No problem. Okay. I've been playing football. I started playing in fourth grade, so I've been around it a long time. Played all through elementary, all through junior high and high school. And then after high school, I was lucky enough to get a football scholarship to go to Northeastern State, which is a Division II school in Tahlequah. Played 4 years there as a defensive lineman, defensive tackle, DN. Got my bachelor of science there. And then from there, I wasn't too sure what I was going to do as far as career-wise. I didn't want to get into coaching or other stuff. So for about a year and a half after that, I went and worked in the oil field for an oil company and did that for a little bit and everything. But I still miss football a ton. So I quit doing that. And the guy that coached me in high school was now the head coach at Delcy High School, a little 6A high school in Delcy, Oklahoma. So I went there, and thank goodness he hired me. It was 2 weeks before, 2 days ago. So he hired me, so I quit my oilfield job. And I did that for a year, and that was 2007. And then from there, I was able to go to UCO, the University of Central Oklahoma, and became a defensive GA there, and did that for a year. Then after that year, I was able to go to the University of Oklahoma, to OU, and I was a defensive GA there for 2 years. And then learned a lot there. And then from there, I went back to UCO, but I went back as a full-time coach, as a full-time D-line coach. And that's where I was last year. And then things happened there, and I got the opportunity to come here. So been here ever since.
So when you first got here, how did you get into the flow of things? Was it easy to adjust to Ouachita?
It was the main thing, Justin, too, was just going from a real big town to a small town, you know, which I've done before, but I've been living in Oklahoma City for the last 4 or 5 years, so that was a little bit of an adjustment, but it's always an adjustment going on a new staff, because you're the new guy, and you don't know kind of everybody's personality. Some people are, you know, jokesters. Some people are really quiet. Some people, you know, you can't give a hard time, you know. But the football's football as far as scheme goes. But the main thing is, as far as going to being the new guy on the staff, is kind of learning everybody's personalities and, you know, kind of who's real talkative, who's not, kind of feeling everybody out. That's the most difficult thing.
Why did you want to go into coaching as a profession? And what do you really love about coaching?
The reason I went into it is kind of go back to earlier, because when I went and worked in that oil field, I did the 9-to-5 thing or 8-to-5 thing, and it ain't a lot of fun. you know, it gets kind of monotonous, I guess, or, you know, kind of routine. Whereas in coaching, you know, during the season, you're working crazy hours and you're being competitive, and that's one thing I like about it. But then at the same time, on the flip side of it, after the season, you know, you're working less hours, but you're going out recruiting, and you're never hardly just sitting in the office. You're only going to sit in the office for half the day, because you're either practicing, recruiting, or doing something, you know, outside, or spring ball. So that's one of the reasons why I got into coaching and liked it. It's always something new, and you're never really sitting around too much, because I've been in that job where you sit there in an office for all day, and it's no fun. Yeah. Trust me, it's no fun at all. But what was the other question with that? I'm sorry.
No, just really what motivates you to be a coach. Okay, you know, you have to have that competitive drive, of course.
Oh, yeah. And then the thing that motivates me more than anything is really it's not really cliche. Some people think it is. It's, I want to see these kids get their degree and be successful. I mean, the wins and losses, the wins are very important. And so, you know, the losses from learning from them. But boy, at the end of the day, I want to see these kids get their degree and go out and be productive members of society. I don't want, I always tell my guys, don't let football use you. You know, you use football to get your degree, and then hopefully you get the opportunity to keep playing, but a lot of people don't after college. But at least you have your degree, and you can go out and get a really good job in the real world and be a productive member of society and not just be like a deadbeat or anything like that. So for me, that's the fulfillment. I want to see my guys do great on the field, but my main priority is they get their degree and they go out and live a successful life where they provide for a family, and have wife and kids and be able to take care of them and not worried about where their paycheck's going to come from because they got their degree. So really, I want to see my guys be productive citizens more than anything. While they're here, we're going to, you know, teach them discipline and keep them accountable, and then hopefully they take that out into the real world with them, you know, and helps them live a good, successful life. That's kind of my goal. You know, I want everybody to be an All-American, but I know that's not going to happen. So my main goal is that everybody gets their degree and does something successful with their life.
Well, thanks so much for your time, Coach Cade, and everybody here at Ouachita is wishing you and the team success for next season. For Ouachita Baptist, I'm Sam Rawl, signing out.